boys and girls. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, and we're going to be spending time together learning more about Jesus and His great love for you and for me. Let's get started. Today we're reading from Beginner, Year A, Quarter 3, God is Always with Me, Week Number 3. If you want to follow along, you can turn to page 21 or find the picture of a man standing in the desert watching a bush burn. Does it look like it's burning up? No, that's strange. Let's find out why the bush is burning and yet not burning up. Moses called the sheep to his side. Come, sheep. The woolly sheep ran to him. The little lambs ran quickly behind. Moses smiled at them. He loved looking after the sheep. As a boy, he had lived as a prince in a palace in Egypt. But now he was a man and lived far, far away. Moses was a gentle shepherd. The desert sun was hot, and the little lambs baaed and bleated. Can you make the sound of a sheep? Baa! They were thirsty, hot, and hungry. Moses led them to a stream. He was a kind shepherd. He loved spending time outside in God's nature. He listened as the stream splashed over little rocks. He sang and prayed to God as he watched his sheep. What songs do you like to sing? Maybe Jesus Loves Me? One day, as Moses led his sheep to find water, he saw something that made him stop still. Up ahead, a bush was on fire. The flames were big and hot. Flicker, flash. Moses looked closer. The bush was on fire, but the leaves and branches didn't burn up. Suddenly, Moses heard God call his name. Moses, Moses, take off your sandals. You are standing on holy ground. God was right there with Moses, inside the burning bush. God told Moses that he had a special job for him. God's people in Egypt were sad. Can you make a sad face? They had a mean king called Pharaoh who hurt them. Ouch! God wanted Moses to lead the people away from Egypt. Can you pretend to march out of Egypt? March, march, march. God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go." Moses was scared. This was a big job. But God said, "I will be with you." Moses listened carefully to God. Can you pretend to listen? Put your hand up to your ear. God loved Moses very much. He told him that he would send his brother Aaron to help him. Would Moses obey? Yes! Moses chose to do what God asked. He went back to Egypt so that he could help God's people. Thank you, God, for choosing Moses to be your helper. Let's say together, can you say with me? Help me to obey you too. What did we learn today? I can obey God just like Moses did. Did God have a big job for Moses? Yes. Was Moses scared? Yes. But did God help him? Oh, yes. God can help us to obey Him too. The Bible says that God shall supply all your needs. Philippians 4:19. Can you say the memory verse with me? God shall supply all your needs. Let's listen to our scripture song together. Did you know that God can help us to obey Him? Let's pray and ask Him for His help. Dear Father, please help us to obey You just like Moses did. Help us to obey quickly, happily, and cheerfully. In Jesus' name, Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.